KPRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Cheer Show.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate that round of applause. It makes us feel so good.
I'm blushing.
Yeah. You're so cute when you blush.
Thank you. I'm blushing even more.
Oh, I make you blush even more. That's nice. What are we going to talk about today? We have a plan. We do. We really have a plan.
Yeah, we have a plan.
We have a plan.
What is it?
At least we have a plan.
We do?
Our plan's Romans chapter 5, because we're talking about justification.
You know, this might be a good thing to lead into the question a listener had. You have that question?
I paraphrased it in my brain because I printed it and I forgot to bring it, so
okay,
it was really handy.
Right.
This woman said, hearkening back to our teaching on being born again.
Did you say hearkening back?
I did.
I feel like Shakespeare.
Oh, I'm blushing now. Thank you. Hearkening back to our discussion about being born again. She says, well, what do I call this experience that I had of believing God and how wonderful I felt? If that's not a born-again experience, what is it?
Mm.
And I wrote her back, and I said, well, it's a new creation experience.
Yeah.
Remember, we talked about that. We talked about being born again.
Yeah, if you are new to this program and it's the first time you're listening to us, we did a series. Go to martinzender.com.
Actually, yes, we should mention that shows are archived.
They're archived on martinzender.com, and you just click on the show link.
You click on the link?
Did I say Clink?
You did.
Colonel Clink.
Yeah.
Isn't that Hogan's Heroes?
Dismissed.
Go click on the show link, and you can go
you
back
can
and listen.
You can catch up in a day.
We talked about this whole idea of this born again, and we're not born again today. We're justified. They are completely two different things.
And
we covered that thoroughly, so we can't go back over that now. But I think maybe her question, what is her experience? Well, Paul's going to tell us right here, so why don't we turn to Romans 5? Isn't that great, you know, when people have a question that we can just turn to a book that's the final authority on these matters?
Oh, you mean my book, Martin Zender Goes to Hell?
No, not that one.
You're talking about my book, Flawed by Design?
Not that book either.
You're talking about my book, The Really Bad Thing About Free Will?
No, not that one.
You must be talking about How to Be Free from Sin While Smoking a Cigarette.
Not that one either.
What book are you talking about? Oh, I know, How to Quit Church Without Quitting God, the first one I wrote.
How to Quit Church Without Quitting God. No, that ain't it either.
That's not it? What book are you talking
about?
By
the way, those are good books.
Oh, thank you.
People should get your books.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get Martin Zender's books. How about this?
Okay.
I got a challenge.
For who, me?
And no, this ain't a challenge for salvation. The gospel is not a challenge. Here's a challenge. First person to call me at 847-312-4676 gets Martin Zender's book, How to Be Free from Sin While Smoking a Cigarette. Ready, set, go. All right.
And the phone lines are open. First one to call. We'll be waiting.
All right. Now, Romans chapter 5, we read, and let's just look at the first two verses, and we'll go back and look at them. If you were here last week, we talked about Abraham.
Boy, did we.
And we talked about how the difference between us and Abraham is Abraham looked forward to God fulfilling a promise. Abraham believed that God was going to do something regarding him having seed and the whole Viagra thing. And we look back to what God has accomplished through what Christ did on the cross. Now, it says in chapter 5, verse 1, being then justified. Notice the word then.
I like it because it's a done deal.
Then justified by faith. It also connects us to what we just read before. Being then justified by faith. That's what she went through. It doesn't say being then born again by faith. It doesn't say that. Paul doesn't use the term. That should bring the alarm bells up. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Paul never uses the term born again.
Yeah, that's found in the Gospels.
It's found in the Gospels, and Peter mentions it in his letter. Being then justified by faith, I would rather be justified than born again. Justification is a higher truth. It has better privileges associated with it than
the new birth does. Being born again, if I can say this, is a regeneration. It's like you're taking the old material and you're reworking it. But this is a more radical truth.
Yes.
It's not. We're not saying, okay, now we're going to reform your flesh. Because in a sense, the kingdom, if I can just rehash this a little bit, the kingdom that Israel is going to come into is a regenerated earth. They're going to be on an earth where the curse is going to be removed. It's going to be the same earth,
yep.
But now it's going to produce fruit, and it's the picture of reforming it, of changing it. But Paul talks about such radical things like being righteous before God that the picture that Paul paints later is the new earth. Because as we spoke about the eons, we know that there is an age coming after the kingdom on earth, after the millennium. It's called New Heavens and the New Earth. At that time, this present earth is burned up by fire. It is completely destroyed, and God makes something new. Now, in spirit, we come into that radicalness. We are not remade. In Romans 6, Paul says, maybe I'm anticipating something you're going to get into here, but Paul says we've been crucified with Christ, and the old humanity is considered dead. With Israel, you see a reform. With us, you see you're not going to reform this. We're going to count it as dead, and we're now a new creation in Christ, and it's on that ground that God calls us righteous. He's totally done away with any possibility of us being righteous, which is not the case in the gospel given to Israel. They eventually become righteous. It is God's work, but yet it's a reforming of them. And I still say it's seen as reflected in that earth. It's a regenerated, reformed earth. The new earth is a result of this old one being burned up. We have to consider our flesh as old and burned up. As Paul says in Romans 6, our flesh has been crucified with Christ. And that's the grounds of being declared righteous. It's not about our acts, as you said yesterday. It's given to those who are not working. That was not the message in Israel. They worked. They worked. And eventually, God's going to put his law in their heart, and they're going to work their way
into
the kingdom.
And we're not saying that the Israelites are saved by it's God working in them anyway.
It's still God working in them.
But it wasn't presented to them the way it's presented
to us.
That's right.
That's right.
And it's interesting that we talked even in the difference between pardon and justification. Pardon is temporary mm-hmm. and can be withdrawn. But what's interesting about justification is that in Romans 8 it says, now whom he designates beforehand. Now if you're justified, that means God designated you to this position.
Okay.
This is God's work. He calls also. So you've been designated in some point in your life, today maybe, you may be listening to this, and God is calling you, you're hearing this message, and you believe it. You're justified. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though God designated this before, and there comes a point in the moment of time where it comes true to you personally, it says, these he calls also, and whom he calls these he justifies also. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, whom he justifies, these he glorifies also. Justification is a complete thing. It takes us from the present, it goes back to the past, God designating us, to the present where he calls us and justifies us, all the way to the future where he glorifies us. It's already done from God's perspective.
Is it right to say that Israel, even in the thousand-year kingdom, is not justified? I go back to what you said last week, I think it was, that now, apart from law, a righteousness of God is manifest. And doesn't Romans 3:27, Paul talks about being justified apart from works of law, Romans 3:28. It seems like a justification is apart from law, apart from law, apart from law. Israel in the thousand years is going to be doing law.
Yeah.
They're still going to be doing it, but they're going to be doing it now by the enablement of God.
Yes.
They're going to be given Viagra, if you will, to enable them to do the law.
Exactly.
So I contend that not even the nation Israel in the thousand years, as glorious as that is going to be, they do not even experience this truth at that time.
This message is only proclaimed by Paul.
That's the thing.
That's the key.
You're not going to get this kind of
peace. It's not that Israel doesn't have great blessings and they're going to be wonderful. But in comparison to what has been proclaimed in Paul's evangel, it's higher. We are headed for a different realm.
Yes, you will not find justification in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, or any other of the writings apart from Paul. And that sounds like a crazy thing to say, but it happens to be true.
Well, let's go on. He says, being then justified by faith, we may be having peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that nice? Peace. I think of this, you know, religion says, make your peace with God. Remember the movie Forrest Gump?
I do.
Forrest Gump, and remember Dan?
Lieutenant Dan,
and he's up, and he goes on the shrimp boat, and he's up there yelling at God. Remember that?
Come on, you knock me off. Is that all you got?
And always making fun because Forrest believes in God. And then the next day after that big storm, he's floating in the water, swimming, right? Mm-hmm. The sun's shining up. And Forrest says, looks like he made his peace with God. And that's really horrible teaching. We don't make peace with God. God has made peace through the blood of the cross. Therefore, being then justified by faith, we may be having peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no indignation. God is not mad at you. There is no indignation.
He's not mad at me. What about that bumper sticker I saw on the car the other day that God is coming back and boy is he mad.
Right.
What about that?
Well, there is indignation coming. There is indignation coming on this earth, but that is not the message for today.
God does different things at different times,
doesn't he?
Sure,
isn't that interesting? God does.
It's not only interesting, it's vital to understand.
Yes.
So an ark is a scriptural doctrine. We're not building arks.
No.
We're not sacrificing sheep.
And some have attributed this to God changing. God hasn't changed.
No, God himself never changes, but he presents himself in different ways at different times for the education of humanity and to reveal himself. He unfolds. I love it. I think it says in John, read the whole book, you'll find it. I'm not sure where it is. Jesus Christ unfolds the Father. That's the term in the concordant version.
John 1:18.
I count on you to come up with
John
those 118. References. John 1:18, he unfolds them. I picture a road map. It's just, as it unfolds, you see more and more of the whole picture.
Right. But isn't that great to have peace?
It is. I'm looking at our time, and it's going down. We need to talk about the difference between... Justification is a judicial statement concerning us. And the judge can say, you're justified. You're not guilty. But it doesn't mean you're friends with the judge. It doesn't restore friendship with God. This peace is a completely different thing that's based on justification. But you can't have peace until justification. Oh, golly, what do you know? The scripture is inspired. Justification comes before peace. How can you have peace with God if you're thinking constantly every day that God is ready to drop the hammer on you, that you're wrong, everything you do is wrong? And I know we talk about justification. I point out the root word of that is just, is right. Right.
Yeah.
Right margin justification. That's a practical picture I get in my mind of everything flushed to the right side. Everything is brought up to the standard of God, and that's where we are in his sight.
And that's where we start, and I like how you pointed out. That satisfies God as a judge. But it doesn't satisfy the heart of the Father.
No.
And we're gonna go through Romans over the next few days here, Romans 5, and we're going to see that things are added to that to satisfy the heart of God. This is why justification is just the first step.
It's just the first step.
God wants to bring us close to his heart.
Now, it's not the first step as far as now we need to work on our salvation.
No.
With justification, we are not condemned. There's no condemnation, and we are given the righteousness of God. But again, that doesn't restore the peace and the friendship. That goes far deeper. This is a stepping stone to that, and I think we're going to probably get into that tomorrow. Knowing us, we'll get into it tomorrow, unless we get into something else completely different.
We may get into trouble.
You have to keep listening, folks. If you have questions, stay with us. Grab onto the train. I know it goes rumbling through the station sometimes, but hang in with us. I'm Martin Zender at martinzender.com.
I'm Dan Sheridan at paulsevangel.com.
And we'll be back tomorrow. We hope you will be, too.